Amen. Well, it's good to be back tonight. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. I feel like the Lord met with us a little this morning. And I was always excited when God comes around. Amen. Well, that's what this is about, folks. We just come by here as often as we can, get together as often as we can, hoping that the Lord will show up. Amen. If he don't, none of it matters anyway. But if he does, praise God, we can do something. Amen. Am I being arrested for something? Thought the SWAT team was coming in. Amen. All right. Well, we are here to have a special ordination service tonight. Brother D'Angelo and his family, and we appreciate the Lord meeting with us this afternoon and confirming that amongst the brethren in the Presbytery. And I thank God for that. I want to try to remind the Lord. We're not going to be very long tonight, but just give you some things. Now, I want to just make something very, very clear, though, before we begin. This is what you might call a charge to Brother D'Angelo and his family. But also, it is a message for the church. So please don't cut it off. I believe if we weren't doing this tonight, it would still be a good message for the church.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll try to be a help to you if the Lord will allow us to do that tonight. I'd like for you to, if you would, take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. Now, as you turn there and just remain in your seat, I got some things I want to just go over, and it's just not a good time really to stand. So I was coming up here from Alabama and just coming up Interstate 20, coming through Atlanta, coming through Columbia, South Carolina, picked up 77, came up, and there's other ways I guess you could do it, but I guess it's not just that way, but everywhere you look today, there's a great emphasis. I don't know if you folks noticed this. I'm that type of person. I'm oddball. But I noticed there's a great emphasis today on worship. Even to the extent that we don't even call them churches anymore. We have things like the worship center. We'll have signs that are lit up that'll say, "Come worship with us." Amen? I'm just saying, we have an abundance of what you would call worship opportunities in buildings, structures, churches, whatever you call them. All are advertising basically one thing, and that is worship. How many of you can relate to what I'm talking about? I mean, just go down the road and there's a house of worship, you know, worship with us. And just all kinds of, it seems like every religious outfit has got something to do with worship in the name or in the invitation. Amen. And they're pushing for worship, and they're trying to stir people to worship, and they're trying to motivate folks to worship. And I believe that's the agenda for a lot of folks today in our country. Let's worship together. Come worship with us. Amen?
Amen.
Well, why don't we just look in the Bible and see what God has to say about it. Could I suggest to you, before we even begin tonight, that the first six times the worship word is found in the Word of God, it has to do with sacrifice.
Yeah, right.
That tends to run people off, though. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I could prove tonight that we have a slight misunderstanding of what worship really is.
You're right, brother. Yes, sir.
And so I want to just show you some things real quick in the scriptures. And I'm gonna. I promise you, if you stay with me, folks, I got a point to make. And when I get there, you won't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. Amen.
Amen.
So look with me. I want you to see something. Matter of fact, I think if we could search tonight, I think a good place to start would be to find out what the Apostle Paul has to say about worship. After all, Paul is our preacher to the Gentile church. Amen? Is that right? I mean, if you want to find out church doctrine, find out what Paul says. Amen? Paul wrote epistles to help the New Testament church.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
Amen. So I think if you want to get a good look at what it means to worship, I think you ought to find out what Paul had to say about worship.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Have already killed this thing. Help me out now, folks, and we'll get through this thing. Amen. In Romans chapter number 1, for example, look at Romans chapter 1 and look at verse number 25. The Bible said, who changed, watch, the truth of God into a lie, watch, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Amen. Who is blessed forever. Amen. Would you agree with me tonight that the first time we find Paul mentioning worship here in the Word of God, it's in a negative connotation? Is that all right? Amen. All right. There is one time I believe that Paul is neutral when he mentions worship. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Look with me. We're going to turn to a few pages just for a few minutes tonight. 1 Corinthians, if you want to go, listen, if you want a title, if you need a title for the message tonight, here's the title. Everybody ready? The title is, I'm Just Saying. Amen? Say, preacher, what are you saying? Well, I'm just saying. Amen? I'm titling the message tonight, I'm Just Saying. Amen? You can do what you want to with it. I'm just saying. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, look with me, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 24. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 24. The Bible says, but if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, that's not a believer. Amen. Or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down his faith, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Amen. So that's not really negative. It's not really positive. It's just kind of neutral. You see that? All right. Now, uh, uh, also in Philippians, I'm going to skip through a couple of these. I'm picked out five, only five times Paul dealt with the word worship. Five times in the New Testament to the church. And five times, with the exception of what we just read, they're all negative. What do you mean, preacher? I'm just saying. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm not telling you how to take it. I'm just saying. Amen. You do what you want to with it. I'm just trying to help you. Amen. I'm just saying. I think if we're not careful, we can get a little carried away on this thing called worship. We can make more out of it than it actually is. Not just make more out of it. We can misunderstand it so easy and really make a mess out of our life and our walk with God. Yeah. I'm talking about worship. Yeah. Are you with me? No. I'm just saying. I'm suggesting to you tonight, five times the Apostle Paul mentions the word worship, and all of them are negative, with exception of maybe one. You write these down, and I'll not turn to all of them, but Philippians 3:3 and John 4:24. Amen. He said, and have no confidence in the flesh. That's a negative. Amen. Negative connotation. And I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians, please. 2 Thessalonians, hurry. 2 Thessalonians. My Bible's falling apart. It means my life is not. Amen. 2 Thessalonians. Well, that might not be the case either. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look with me, please. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse number 3. Verse number 3. The Bible says, watch. The Bible says, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And the man, that man of sin, watch, be revealed, the son of perdition. Sop. S-O-P. Son of perdition. Verse 4, watch. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. You know what? Paul just gave us a negative picture of worship. Are you with me tonight, church? Can I get a witness right there? Amen. He gave us a negative picture of worship. Look at Colossians, please, chapter 2. Stay with me. I promise you we're getting somewhere. Say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying. Amen. Do what you want to do with it. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just saying, and I'm going to help you if you let me. Colossians and chapter number 2. Everybody all right? Amen. Look at it. Bible says in chapter 2 and verse 18. The Bible says, watch. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. Good or bad? Negative connotation. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I said it. Yeah. I'm just saying, amen. I'm just saying God said we're not to worship angels, amen. Right. God is very specific and very jealous and very private with our worship toward him. Hey, listen, I'm just saying five times now, the Apostle Paul said, and dealing with the word worship, all but one, and it was neutral. Everybody all right? Am I making a mess? Are we okay? Can we continue? You want me to finish? All right, well, three of us, we'll do what we can. And listen to me, not one place in the New Testament, not one place, how many of you hear it?
Yeah.
Not one place does the Apostle Paul command you to worship. I'm just saying, look, if it's that important, if it's so important, every church is advertising it. If it's so important, it's on every billboard. If it's so important, it's on every church sign. Come worship with us. Amen. Don't you think it ought to be important to Paul? Don't you think it'd be important to the Word of God? You say, preacher, well, that's just Paul's books. What about the book of Acts? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll give you a couple from Acts. Amen. Let's just see what the Acts have to say. That's why that word ought to be spelled A-X. Amen. Because
yeah.
People don't know what they're doing in it. Yeah. In the book of Acts, hey, look at Acts 24. Hurry, look at Acts 24. You opened a can of worms. I'm just going to help you go fishing. Amen. Acts chapter 24. I want you to see this, folks. You need to see it with your eyes. Amen. In Acts chapter 24, stay with me, Acts 24. Acts 24, watch. Look, please, at verse 14. Watch what he says. Acts 24, is that what I said? Verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call what? Heresy. So worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. You see that thing? That's a negative connotation about worship. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Go back just a few pages. Acts chapter 17. Look with me, please, at verse number, look at verse 22. Amen. How many of you believe God's word?
Amen.
How many of you believe the word of God is not manufactured, worship is not manufactured by the hands of men?
Amen.
Look at chapter 17. Look with me, chapter 17, look at verse 22. Bible says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. You already know right there he's going to have some problems. Amen. They already got out of the world. Amen. Notice, and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by, I beheld your devotions, and I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, watch, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Paul said, you don't even know who you're worshiping. That is a negative connotation. Two times in the book of Acts. Everybody all right? Amen. So, preacher, what's the point? I'm just saying. Amen. I'm just trying to get you to use your mind for a minute. Just think for a few minutes. You know what? Back years and years ago, when TV came out, men stopped thinking for themselves. I'll tell you what we need worse than anything. We need to cut the TV off and start thinking and reading the Word of God and get back in touch with reality again. Everybody okay? Our preacher's against TV. Listen, I'm not trying to hurt you. I really am not. I'm just trying to help you. And, all right, preacher, you saying, I just said seven times I showed you in the New Testament, seven times, and at least six of them at least were negative connotation. Are you with me?
Amen.
Well, wait a minute. Everybody's talking about worship. Everybody wants to listen, brother. I'm trying to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm fixing to drop the bomb. Are you ready? I want to help this brother. This brother's got a road in front of him. You need to pray for this brother.
Yeah.
Amen. There, this house is fixing to come under fire. This house is fixing to face. You're fixing to go up to the wall. Are you listening to me, church? I'm telling you, but watch me now. Watch me. I'm going to help you. It won't be for worship. All right, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm just saying, can I show you what it'll be for?
Amen.
Can I help you? Will you let me help you?
Amen.
All right, let's just look at it. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 1, right back where we started. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the problem is, listen, what I'm about to tell you, brother, is a secret. What I'm about to give you, I'm telling you, if you implement this into your home, into your job, into your church, into your ministry that you're about to undertake, I'm telling you, you get ready to face the fire. Amen? Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 1. What in the world did Paul, how many of you agree that Paul said, follow me? Amen. We're to follow him in his instructions and in doctrine and sound doctrine and living. Is that right? Are you with me tonight? All right, well, look, I'm just trying to help you, amen? I want you to look at Romans chapter 1, and look with me, please, at verse number 1, amen? Romans chapter 1, and verse number 1. Watch it. Paul, a servant. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm just saying. I'm telling you, listen to me. We have gotten so carried away with this worship business. We've got our little rock bands. We've got our screens and our bouncing balls. We've got our little tunes and our little repetitious, come on, I'm just trying to help you, amen? I ain't trying to hurt nobody.
Amen.
If that's what makes you float, help yourself, amen? You understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, listen, you got to make up your mind if you want to do it because the world's doing it or if you want to do what God says. You want to be what the world wants you to be? Or you want to be what God wants you to be? You want to be what the brethren want you to be? Or you want to be what God wants you to be? You got to make up your mind, brother. And once you make up your mind, you're going to have to stay there and stand there and stick there. No matter what everybody else does. No matter what the preacher does. No matter what the pew does. You got to make up your mind and stay with God. Amen. There's going to come a day when they're not going to endure sound doctrine. You've got to stay with sound doctrine.
Amen.
It's what got you here and it's what will get you out of here.
Yep.
Servant. Yeah. Paul said, a servant.
Yes, sir.
look at it, of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Amen. And listen, can I just say something right there? I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm telling you, the word servant does not wash well at all in America today. It is not popular. It is not friendly. It is not, who was it? Oh, Billy Sunday, they said, man, they said you're rubbing the cat the wrong way. And he said, tell them to turn the cat around. Yeah. Amen. Get it going in the right direction. I'm just saying, brother, God wants you to know, if you really want to worship, if you really want pure worship, if you really want your heart in the right place and your motives right and everything in its place where it belongs, it starts with being a servant of God. Amen.
You're right, Richard.
It ain't about worship. You serve God like you're supposed to serve God, and worship will take care of itself.
That's right. Yes, sir.
See, here's what we do, brother. We put a name tag on something and put a tag on it, and then we try to find things to fill the tag. Come on, I'm just trying to help you. Come experience real worship. It ain't real. It's the same thing you see every other church. Amen. People up dancing, bebopping, slinging their flesh around, living on their stinking emotions and their feelings. Amen. Whatever moves that flesh. Hello. And if you don't like them, if God says separate from them, you try to be friendly, but you separate yourself, then they'll get on Facebook and blast you to death. Amen. Because you just ain't going to do it that way. That's what's wrong with this world. Amen. Everybody has a right to do their own thing except Christians. Everybody has a right to stand up for what they believe except Christians. Everybody has a right, are you with me, to hold a sign except Christians. Hello. I'm telling you, you better make up your mind, brother. And if you're going to be a servant, it's going to cost you something. If you're going to be a servant, and I want to tell you something, it's worth it. 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 Amen. You'll never regret what you do for the Lord. Amen. Everybody all right? Why? Can I give you a few verses real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to. You say, what are you doing, preacher? I'm proving what I just said. Amen. You didn't think I was going to do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Look with me. Hurry. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I don't want you to believe it because I said it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, and look with me please at verse 19. Bible says, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all. Hello? That I might gain the more. Amen. What are you saying, brother? I'm saying, listen, that's what a deacon is.
Yeah.
He's servant unto all.
Yeah.
He's a servant unto all. And brother, if you're going to be a deacon, you can't pick and choose. You got to love everybody. You got to treat them all the same. You got to do right by all of them. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you know what's a great? The more you serve. Let me show you. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Just go back a page or two. Chapter 7, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Everybody okay? And look at verse 21. Bible says, are thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. You see that thing? For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Everybody okay? So what are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying. The more you serve, the more free you become. You see, it's an oxymoron. It don't work like everything else works. Amen. If you want to get high, you got to get low. Amen. Is everybody all right? I'm just saying, hey, you want to be free? You want to have freedom? You want to have liberty? You got to be a servant. It's the only way it works. You know what's wrong with America? Christians been saved 40, 50 years, still hadn't figured that out. Still haven't figured it. Am I late? I don't know what time I started, brother. Amen. Listen, look at Galatians 4. Hurry, I'm just trying to, let me help you. I won't be much longer, okay? Just a couple of, man, I got a lot there. No, I ain't trying to intimidate you. Hardly. Amen. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Amen. Look at verse 4. Bible says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou no more a servant, but a son. And a son, then an heir of God through what? Through Christ. Amen. You see, you know what it is? Is that there's a transition there from a servant to a son. Amen. And then you don't go back again. Brother, I'm telling you, when you make up your mind, when we lay hands on you tonight and you plunge into this thing and you became, a servant for God. Now, every one of you ought to be servants. Everybody here ought to be a servant if you're saved. If you're not saved, you're going to hell. You just need to get saved. Everybody that's saved ought to be serving. Amen. You ought to be serving. I'm talking about just one more notch. I'm talking about being separated, called out, set aside to be a particular servant. Amen. And if you're going to do that, brother, I'm telling you, God says, hey, you might be a servant today, but tomorrow you're going to be a son. Amen. And God says they might treat you like a servant today, but tomorrow, buddy, when you get home, I'm going to treat you like a son. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, the rewards are out of this world. Amen. Listen to me. There's three tables. Three tables, brother, you gotta be concerned about. Amen. You need to be concerned about in this church when it comes to this church. Amen. That's the pastor's table. You take care of the man of God. If nobody else does, you got to take care of the man of God. If nobody else helps, you got to take care of the man of God. It's your responsibility to make sure that this family right here never goes hungry. They never have a need that God don't meet. You understand what I'm saying? It's your responsibility as a deacon to make sure. Listen, can I help you? I'm not trying to stir up trouble. I'm not trying to cause problems. I'm telling you, the definition for deacon is runner in the dirt. That's all it is. It means runner in the dust. It means waiting on people, waiting on tables, serving tables. It's being a servant unto the Lord. See, what we do is we get to misplacing ourselves. Get to feeling like nobody thinks I'm important. And so we take it upon ourselves to give us some authority.
You're right.
that we don't have. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, if there ever comes a point in your life as a deacon of this church, if it ever comes a day when you can't look that man in the eye and 100% back what he's saying and doing, you need to get out.
Amen.
Yep. Whatever you do, don't you hurt him going.
Amen.
God will not hold you guiltless. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Amen. See, here's the problem, brother. A lot of folks has done things, spread things, told things, lied about things. And see, here, listen to me. Just because God didn't pay off that Friday, you think he's forgot about it. You think he ain't paying.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard. You're right.
But payday's coming.
Yes, sir.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to wait till you forget about it.
Amen.
And then he's going to collect.
Amen.
And then you know what you're going to do? You're going to gather your friends around you, and they all going to pat you and tell you, we don't know why this is happening. We don't know, you know, why in the world something, why would God allow this to happen? And you know what? And if somebody was to say and bring up the subject and show you where you slandered the man of God, you put your mouth on the church that God died for, you know what you'll do? You'll get mad, throw a tantrum, and ruin them if you can on Facebook. That's the facts. Brother, listen to me now. It's not a sin to disagree with the man of God. It's not a sin. It's not a sin to say, I can't do this no more, preacher. I'm walking away. But it's a sin when you try to hurt that man. God will not hold you guiltless. And I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Church, look at me. Same goes for you and this man.
Amen.
You better be careful
Amen.
How you handle this man.
Amen.
Amen. He deserves respect.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, because he has one of the highest jobs in all the world. Do you realize that a servant of God would have to demote himself to become president of the United States? And these guys are fighting over that job like it's going to put them on top of the world. And all it's doing is putting them in the trash heap. Everybody all right? Amen. Well, it's a transition, folks. It's a transition from a servant to a son. Amen? Well, and by the way, Ephesians 6:5, your service is to God, not to men. I had one day a few years ago, when I first started pastoring, brother. I was outside in front of the church pulling some weeds out of the flower bed at the church. And one of them ladies came up that was a member at that time at the church. She hadn't been a member there now for years. And just nonchalantly came by and made this statement. She said, preacher, I thought, well, maybe she's going to help. She said, about time you started earning your keep. Here's what's sad. She was serious. And now her home's a wreck. Husband died. Life's in shambles. And I think she's went to the other side. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with you? Nothing. I'm just saying. Just be careful, folks. Amen. Write down Philippians 2:5. Made himself in the form of a servant. You know what, folks? Can I help you? Can I tell you something, Brother Arnold? God Listen, God exalts service and servants. Hear me now. Amen. Listen, let me read something to you. Look at chapter 4. Let's see. Colossians chapter, let me see here. I believe it's, see if I can find it. Look at Colossians chapter 4, please. I'll finish with this. Amen. I'm just trying to show you. Listen, folks. You better be careful about getting hooked up on this worship thing. You want to worship God? Become a servant. That's where worship is. Do you know what? Do you know what it means? You know what real worship is? It is absolute obedience to God in your heart. That is the definition. That is real worship. And if you do that, you'll be a servant. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Look at Colossians 4 and verse 2. Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Amen. You say, what do you mean he's in bonds? He's a servant. Are you with me? And you know what? Prayer is service laboring in obscurity. Prayer is service laboring in obscurity. Now, listen, brother. You got the pastor's table. You got the poor's table. Amen. You can help anybody, anytime. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. But then you got the Lord's table. You make sure you understand doctrinally what that means. Get it down. Don't ever put fermented hoots on this table. Amen. And don't ever make it more than what it ought to be. When it comes time for the man of God, believes it's time to have communion or the Lord's Supper, that's part of your responsibility to serve the people. Amen. So you got the pastor, the people, and the poor. If you do that, and if you just become a servant, and I promise you, you'll become very honorable before the Lord. And he'll exalt it, brother. I mean, promotion comes from the north, from God. Amen? Want to get promoted in this life? You got to demote yourself. You got to become a servant. Everybody okay? Not trying to hurt anything. Just been trying to be a help to you. Amen. All right, listen. We're going to have prayer for our brother, the men that were in the presbytery. Brother, I want to ask you to come tonight and kneel at the altar here, and your wife over on this side. And we're going to pray and lay hands on our brother. You brethren from the presbytery, you come.